CFM.
The Byron and Christie Show. Wake
up together. Christie, this is the podcast.
This is the first one.
Yeah.
First cab off the rank.
I think we've timed it, so it's like a half hour cardio workout podcast. I think it goes about half an hour, so get out there on the cross trainer.
Did we discuss that in our meeting? I don't know we're doing that.
Workout.
Byron. So people working out to this?
Workout to our first ever Byron and Christie Show podcast.
I don't know that it's that pump up inspirational, but
anyway, what better way to start your workout than a chat with Central Coast Identity, Singo?
Welcome up here, buddy.
Phew, this is such a relief because we knew that if we could ring you on our first morning, you know, with the work that you've done in this area for so long, this humble little show, day one, if we can get Singo on board.
Is this the on-air bit or is this the probably you'd suck up bit?
This is
well, oh, this is both.
That's a great start.
We'll kill two birds with one stone, John.
Yeah, exactly. It is great to have you here because seeing TGO, they've been part of Gosford forever. So you've got to be here to get it, haven't you?
You know, my father has been an employer here on the coast since about 2001 with a company, Ram Botanicals, up there at Kangiangi. So I visited the area for a long time. I know you will have started as a visitor. My good mate here, Christie, is entirely new to the area. And so, you know, it's an exciting time for us. And I know with the work you're doing with the Central Coast Task Force, you see a positive future for this area too.
Well, I do think this is God's own country. I mean, nature gave us the beaches, the river, the hinterland, as good as anywhere, at least as good as Sydney. But unfortunately, a total lack of leadership for 50 years has given us the only way to walk through that terrible main street. Or you look at the beaches, we're at the best beaches in Australia, but there's nowhere to stay. The road system's terrible. We've just had a terrible lack of political leadership, Liberal and Labor, for all my life, which has been a long life.
It is a beautiful coast, but, you know, it is a forgotten one, as you're saying.
That's what the Telegraph called it, front page, the forgotten coast.
Yeah, that's right.
I agree with them.
Up the road in Newcastle, I mean, just over 20 million, us here on the coast, just over 3 mil.
That's in federal grants.
Few years. Yeah. Why are we lucking out?
Well, we get less money than Newcastle, Wollongong, or any other region. We're the only region without a university in the whole of Australia, the only region without a regional airport. And we do nothing about it because there's a lack of political will. Both the Labor and Liberal Party have thought the people of the Central Coast, they just always vote this way, so we don't do anything. And what we're trying to do with the task force is say to the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, we're going to vote for whoever offers the most for the Central Coast.
Politics is often just a switch-off topic. You know, we'd rather hear about Kim Kardashian
I'd rather talk about other stuff too, but it is very hard, mate, to miss all the beauty, you think.
Well, that's the thing, mate. I mean, I guess my question to you is, how do you actually start to get involved?
Well, if we want to have a future here, we have to get involved. Join the Liberal Party, join the Labor Party, do something. At least take some interest in the area and ask yourself why is it that we are so far behind the rest of Australia when we do have the best beaches, the best hinterland, we have the best geography, topography. My generation missed the plot. The next generation can't afford to be.
Yeah, well, we would probably start by knocking out a list, you know, picking up our iPhones, going into our notes section and maybe writing out a few things that you want from your local area and then, I guess, looking for the candidate that, you know, is going to back in those things, whether it's a uni, whether it's, you know, better recreational facilities or whatever it is for each individual might be a decent start.
Oh, be nice. It might be a nice idea if the harbour was called Gosford instead of Brisbane.
I'm so confused by that, Singo. Honestly, new here, been here a week, I was like, I called it Brisbane for a while because I thought there's no way in hell these people call it Brisbane.
Well, imagine how drunk they must have been that night on their boat, whining. They said, oh, we'll call so this good. After you, Lord Brisbane. And then they get to Queensland, they said, oh, we'll call this after you. And they forgot they'd already called Gosford after him. They had a pretty heavy night on the run.
Could you give us a bit of I am Singo and I endorse the Byron and Christie Show?
Well, what about Sarah? What would she say?
The 2GO team are our brothers and sisters. But there's room for another kid in the family.
Well, when Sarah's sick, I could say. You know,
so, Singo, we are your second choice breakfast show on the Central Coast.
Whole Central Coast.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is my second favourite breakfast show. And if I knew that Sarah wasn't listening, I could say favourite, but I know she'll find out and that'll make my life a misery.
Interesting.
Anyway, you can go for the younger audience. Oh, Sarah, I'm only kidding. I won't run that bit.
Too late. We're live, Singo. Anyway, mate, we are right behind the work you're doing, and thanks for being part of our first show. Proud to be your second favourite show on the coast.
All right, buddy. Look forward to listening to you when Sarah's sick.
It's the Byron and Christie Show, 101.3 CFM.
Byron and Christie.
Yeah, sure. The Byron and Christie Show.
101.3 CFM.
This was a good idea, at least in our planning meeting. 13, 12, 16, being a new show and being wanting to, I suppose, just get out there and meet you as you drive to work. We want to be your friends. We've decided to offer a rent-a-crowd service, right?
Yeah. All you got to do, 13, 12, 16, call us. We actually want to get involved. I mean, are you having an Australia Day barbecue and you've bought too many snags? Do you need kids' entertainment for the fifth birthday party on the weekend? Whatever it is, we are there.
Except for that bit. Okay, Rebecca is on the line. Now, Rebecca, you would like to call on the rent-a-crowd. There's two of us. We are available. What is it you'd like us to do?
I'd like you to help me move. I'm moving at the moment, and like you guys sound like great people, and I think you're really strong, and I think you'd be really helpful.
Oh,
I think you're really strong. The thing, I've just had spinal surgery, so... No, that's not one word of a lie.
I'll give you like the light bags to carry.
Byron, on the other hand, 6'3", built like you wouldn't believe. He'd be in the gym. No need for that. Go around to Beck's
place.
It's
not like I'm still in the process of moving all my stuff from Melbourne to East Gosford and I haven't been basically in a perpetual state of moving house for the last 6 weeks. I can't think of anything more I'd love to do. Rebecca, sign me up.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Now, where are you moving in? Where do I have to go?
From Bensville to Bensville.
So it's just sort of around the corner.
So is it actually around the corner? Is it like next street or what? How far are we talking?
Probably about 5 streets away.
I've got an idea, Rebecca. To save you the hassle and the cost of buying a moving truck, why don't you just get Byron over here to carry it the 5 streets from one point to the other?
That would be really good. Yeah, I've still got a few things to go, that'd be excellent.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Christy. We're all about the community here, and obviously we're happy to oblige as I look at Christy with death eyes. Thank you. So hold the line. I guess we're actually doing that, aren't we? Yeah. Nick Kelly, our producer, is this... this was a fun on-air bit, wasn't it? We don't actually have to do it, do we?
Look, as the producer of the show, I've now called myself the executive producer. You're doing this, Byron.
All right. There we go.
Locked in, baby.
See you soon, Rebecca.
Thank you.
101.3 CFM.
The Byron and Christie Show.
Yeah, cool.
Rent a Crowd is the service we are offering the Central Coast.
Yeah, do you need a couple of peeps, whether it is you are single and ready to mingle and you want to make your posse look bigger and more impressive to impress that special someone? Do you have too many snags left over for the barbecue? Do you need help moving like Rebecca earlier, which we have dubbed you in for, Byron?
I've been booked in to help Rebecca move. I wonder what Hayley needs from our Rent a Crowd. Hi, Hayley, where are you at?
I'm driving to work.
Awesome. Where are you right now driving?
On the freeway going past Lyon.
Okay, awesome. Now, what is it that you need from the Byron and Christie Rent-A-Crowd?
I need you to come to Woodport with me tonight.
Woodport Wednesday Woodies?
Wednesday Woodies, what?
Yeah.
That's great, because do you need like a bigger posse? Is it that maybe a couple of your girlfriends are out of town or whatever?
I got one girl coming with me, but we need more friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, Christy actually has something she needs to do tomorrow. She can't even be on the show, and we'll get to that in a second as to why. So she has to just fly out just briefly tonight, and she'll be back on Friday. But, I mean, if that's not weird, it probably is weird. Would it be weird if just I went? I mean, I've got a girlfriend and stuff. It wouldn't be weird in that way, but is that all right, or...?
Yeah, that's okay.
So long as it's his shout, right? Every round?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Christy, you've done it again. I mean, I'm moving someone's house and now I'm shouting a bar.
This is fun.
Do you know how many people turn up to Wednesday Woodies? No.
Yeah, shouts
a bar. No, that's how we need you, because there's not too many people go because they work Thursday, so we need you.
So I rock up to Wednesday Woodies. Hey, guys, Daddy's here. Sorry. Hold the line. Why do we have to follow through with these? Thank you very much, Hayley.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
It was fun going out and then the bit about shouting.
Who the hell is this?
The Byron and Christie Show.
CFM.
Hey, me too!
Me too. It's when you're in the same situation as us. It could be anything. It could be a little observation or something, but this is a big one for our first show.
Are you new to the coast? Me too!
You are, and we're going to see if this caller right now, Clinton, might be new to the coast. We're led to believe that he is.
Yeah.
Something you need to say as part of this segment, firstly?
I'm new to the coast.
No. Let's try it again.
Wrong, Clinton.
You got to say, right. Me too.
All right.
Go for it.
too.
It's not quite catching on as we hoped.
Too.
Yes! We got them there. Now, Christy, new to the area. She's come from Melbourne up to the Central Coast, currently living in a hotel in Etalong. Where were you from and now where have you relocated to here on this beautiful part of the world? Clinton?
I was from the Gold Coast and then I moved down here just a month ago.
Beautiful. How are you finding it?
Good. I like it.
Brilliant. There we go. Now, he's in Calgary, and I know, having done that M1 run many times of the former F3, that is the Calgary interchange, of course, off the M1. Mate, because you called the segment, and could you just name the segment for us again, please, Clinton?
CFM.
Yep. It's me too, but that's not the point.
A little more enthusiasm for the tickets.
Just can you give us a quick me too?
Me too.
Me too. Yeah.
The Byron and Christy Show. I've had a lot of coffee.
CFM.
Thanks for all your tweets. Hashtag BK Show is what you need to do. At CFM on Twitter. First one, please.
Ooh, Tyson Scott has said, congrats to Christy and Byron on their first show this morning. Great to hear some fresh voices on CFM.
Well, that's nice. That's Nick nice. Kelly is a guru. We couldn't be doing anything without Nick this morning.
I'm sure you could. I mean, you could talk.
He was pressing buttons over Byron's shoulder, plugging in headphones as he's talking. I love it.
I tripped over Byron's headphones about 6 o'clock this morning because I hadn't had any coffee yet.
Nick, if you could read one you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually from a friend of yours, Byron, who some people on the Central Coast would know quite well, Fifi Box.
Oh, Fifi.
Actually tweeted the show.
Love Fifi.
So excited for my amazing friend at Byron Cook starting his new brekkie show on CFM. I listen, but I've got a bit on at that time. She does a Melbourne radio show.
There we go. Well, still no excuse.
Understandable.
We're going to get Fifi on this show from time to time. I love her. I've known her for like 10 years.
Thanks for the shout out, Fifi.
Yeah, well, mainly for me. In fact, only for me. Here's one from Jason Dios, and thank you for this. Hi, Dan and Danny. The Coast love Paddy and CL, so good luck. You're welcome, Jason.
Dan and...
That was good. And then our boss, Peter Yaramalos, who's just come back from running a successful Greek network of radio stations. He has kindly, he just came in to tell us, been retweeting all of our stuff, hashtag BK Show, to his thousands of followers in Greece.
Hey, well, we international now, Mr. Worldwide.
It's absolutely useless for us, but we appreciate it, Yamo.
Hey, I'd like to finish it off. Matthew Goodyear, who said, great couple of breaks so far, guys. Lots of energy. Christy sounds awesome, and Byron, not so bad. Wink, wink. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew.
Matthew Goodyear, you're going to become quite annoying as the show goes on.
The Byron and Christy Show.
101.3 CFM.
It's all happening at the Australian Reptile Park this school holidays. Lots going on. So, Nick Kelly, who is filling in for Christy today,
hello.
We would bring in Nick and Stacey from the Reptile Park, who've also brought some of their friends. Welcome, guys.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Wow. Where do we begin? I think we'll begin with Nick's selfie he just took with a wombat.
So I walk into the office and I see this wombat just sort of chilling in someone's arms, in one of the creative writers at the station's arms. I'm just like, okay, there's a wombat here. My immediate reaction with anything cute, anything left of centre, get a selfie with it. It could be an inanimate object, but there was a wombat there.
Stacey, I want to ask you this question. The proliferation of selfies in our community, and I'm as bad as Nick, to be honest, I do take them as well. Is this becoming a problem at the wildlife park? Is everyone trying to take selfies with all your superstar reptiles?
They definitely do. Hugo comes out for a walk every day and everyone likes to get a photo with him. Something a little bit different, you know?
Yeah, Hugo the Galapagos tortoise, who is the rock star, I would have thought, of the reptile park. Does he have a process for approvals on images? I mean, does he sort of say, nah, put a better filter on that?
I think he knows he always looks good, so he's not too fast.
He's an older fellow now. He's sort of become more mature with that. How old is Hugo these days?
He's 64, which is actually really young for a tortoise.
Really?
Yeah.
How long do they live for?
About 150 to 200 years.
This is an awkward one. How long is a tortoise sexually active?
About 100 years.
Wow. So Hugo is in his absolute prime right now.
Yes,
at 64, he is on the market and absolutely firing.
Yes, he is.
How many kids has Hugo had? Do we know?
None as yet.
He hasn't had a kid yet. He's not ready to settle down.
He's got another 90 years to go.
He's just going to play the field a bit for 64. I want to be a tortoise.
He's in the prime of his life.
So, look, get to the Australian Reptile Park. I know school holidays were at the tail end now, and I reckon that's where the kids really are saying, come on, Mum and Dad, like, I need to do something. This is a great, give us a couple of other cool things the kids can do there.
So we've got Kids to Keeper programs where they get the chance to essentially be a zookeeper for a day, which is always a massive hit. Our saltwater croc feed, best in Australia. You'll see Elvis leap for his lunch. And those dinosaurs, you definitely want to check them out.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks so much, Stacey and Nick from the Australian Reptile Park.
The Byron and Christie Show.
Hashtag BK Show.
On CFM.
Now, I was lucky enough to catch up with Harry and Niall from One Direction backstage at their last show in Sydney, which was, of course, at the arena there, Allphones Arena.
Yeah.
Now they've moved up to stadiums, but this wasn't too long ago. They come around every so often, probably about every 12 to 18 months
these
days.
They were here for the Arias just a couple of months ago, actually.
They're kind of honorary Australians. I know Niall spends a lot of time in Melbourne, pretty much half lives there. He doesn't like us saying that, though. I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, he's kind of here right now, but we shouldn't say that.
He likes to keep a very low profile. Mm. Anyway, I caught up with the guys, Niall and Harry, backstage on their last tour.
Niall, Harry, Byron.
Hello.
Good to meet you.
Harry, nice to meet you, Byron.
Hello, Byron. Nice to meet you.
Excellent to meet you, mate. There was a lot of girls on my way in and
ruckus.
I had to explain to them, you know, I don't do autographs. It was awkward for me.
Yeah, well, you know.
They found out I'm here.
You have a lot of things to carry, so.
Yeah, guys, stupid jokes aside, thank you for the opportunity to actually talk to you before you go on stage here.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming down.
An exciting time to talk to you guys because the new record is coming out real soon, Midnight Memories, and this must be a good time for you as you get set to put out the fresh stuff. It must be exciting.
Yeah. You know, this is a bit where everyone, you know, everyone kind of experiences the same feeling. There's a lot of stuff where, in terms of, you know, people who we work with, like the record label, we're always doing like different jobs, and now it's like everything that we've all worked towards is kind of about to come out. So like everyone's a bit nervous.
Oh, I bet. And in a way, you shouldn't be because things have just gone.
Oh, we should.
Oh, okay. Actually, it's easy for me to say, isn't it? Maybe you should be a little bit nervous, but
we've heard the songs. We were scraping the barrel.
The last show you guys put on, I actually went with Fifi Box's mother, Pearl.
Great.
It was different. It was a different night for me.
Okay.
Pearl thoroughly enjoyed it. I think she found the screaming a little off-putting at times.
Yeah, of course.
And that's not your fault. You're not screaming. Nope. You know, the audience were.
I thought he meant you next to her.
Well, I did.
Pearl was like, please.
I was screaming like I was right into it. I even had my pink 1D hoodie on.
Great. I do love that.
Is that an example of merch that you wouldn't wear but your fans would?
Well, you haven't seen my underwear.
The pink 1D.
Yeah.
Pink 1D
boxer
short.
On them, yeah.
Yeah, it's an exciting new one.
You know, I think a lot of girls do like pink.
They do, and it worked very well. She bought actually a Harry doll.
Thank you, Pearl.
I smashed the merch stand that night.
I bought a doll. I smashed it.
I got that Harry doll and just
crushed it.
No. The station gave me quite a bit of cash. Just between you and I, Pearl thought that I bought it. I just bought like T-shirts, hoodies, dolls, flags, inflatables.
Inflatables? What kind of shop were you in?
Yeah, so that wasn't authorised. That actually wasn't a One Direction item.
Go on with that, Pearl. Have a bit of fun.
Yeah, thanks, Pearl. Shout out. Could you just give Pearl a quick shout out?
Hello, Pearl. Hi, Pearl. Mum.
Massive.
I miss you, Pearl.
Massive, massive.
Please come back soon.
Have a great show tonight.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Thanks
Super
for
cool.
Us.
And go Swans, Niall.
No.
Ah, boo.
Come on, Holt.
Go Swans.
Thanks.
And Roosters.
We'll sign you up as an
ambassador.
And other
farmyard animal teams that are around.
Yeah, there they are. They're actually really cool guys. Harry and Niall from One Direction. They are playing in Sydney Feb 7 and 8, those huge stadium shows.
Hashtag BK Show.
The Byron and Christie Show.
On CFM.
Hey, me too.
Welcome back to the Byron and Christie Show. Me too on 13, 12, 16. You'll hear someone on our show every morning in a certain situation, you'll go, hang on, I can relate to that. I'm in the same boat. And then you'll say, like, something like,
you wouldn't believe it. Me too.
So relatable.
I love this segment. This
Nikki
is
Webster.
Great.
Thank you for your endorsement, Nikki
That's
Webster,
all right.
Who is our guest co-host. Now, Nikki, plenty of calls coming through on 13, 12, 16. Your situation, please, that many will relate to on the Central Coast.
Trying to find a babysitter when you're a mummy or a daddy.
Oh, boy.
Last-minute babysitters.
Nikki had some challenges even getting to the studio. She's got the 11-month Skylar. Is it Uncle Scott?
Uncle Scott, yes. Yeah.
And he's
not only a great dance teacher, he's a great uncle too.
Good bloke.
He's a new babysitter, though. We're a bit concerned from that point of view. Ashley is on the line. Ashley calling us from Empire Bay. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi, Ash. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
So what did we tell you? What should we? What should you say when were you playing Me Too?
Me Too.
Yes! Tell us about your situation. How hard is it to find a babysitter for you, Ashley?
It is super hard. I have all of my children's grandparents live away.
You're doing it by yourself.
Really...
Oh, that is tough.
Yeah.
I don't really have anyone. Ashley, you know what I feel for? And I see this a lot. In fact, I'll be completely honest. My six-year-old boy, Zephyr, who is my best mate, lives in Los Angeles with his mum. So I'm back and forth between here and Los Angeles about six times a year. And then he comes over and blah, blah, blah. It's really hard for his mum as a single mum.
Yeah.
And often Zeph has to go to work with her.
With mum, yeah. Absolutely.
And kids get, like, Zephyr's cool, but kids get really bored at work, don't you reckon?
Well, that's why parents should own a dance studio. Then they can come do free dance classes. Hey! That's what I say. Skylar's got the best gig here when she gets older.
Yeah, Skylar does have a great gig at Dance at Nikki Webster, obviously. And what a seamless plug that was, Nikki.
I know, I'm good, aren't I?
She's got the 2015 Open Day, and you might be interested in this, Ashley, with your kids. It's on Sunday, Feb 1st, from 9:30 till 4:30, and you're even doing this ridiculous. What is this, aerial yoga?
Aerial yoga, anti-gravity aerial yoga. Only school on the coast. So, I mean, no one has to tell us that they're coming. Just come on down, have a look at the website, www.dancenickywebster.com.au for the timetable for the day. We've got a barbecue going on and, heaps of stuff going on.
101.3 CFM.
The Byron and Christie Show.
Yeah, cool.
Timmy Cahill is the hero and we are through the Socceroos in a semi-final Tuesday night in Newcastle. Okay, that's just the way it's been scheduled. The Melbourne Cricket Ground would love this, or, you know, the one of the big stadiums in Sydney. No, it's going to be in Newcastle just up the road. But Christy Mercer, do we as Coasties embrace Newcastle just for one day because it's going to be such a big event?
Nick Kelly, who has lived here his whole life, producer of the show, says no.
Absolutely no way.
I say yes. I say you can claim it when it works for you and maybe not when it doesn't. It's like the New Zealand effect.
It is, and I think it's time for us. This is almost our Anzac moment, okay, with the Hunter. Okay,
is
and
that's it really?
That's a tacky comparison. Anyway, Kelsey in Morisset should be on the phone right now. I think I heard a hubby there standing by. Kelsey, are you on the line?
G'day, how are you?
Oh, it is Kelsey. Kelsey's a dude's name. Sorry, I've had an absolute shocker there. Of course Kelsey's a guy's name, like Kelsey Grammer, the guy from Frasier.
Kelsey, what do we think? Are we joining with Newcastle for the big game next week?
100%, guys. And Newcastle people are the best people on earth. I'm at Morisset, so I'm half Central Coast, half Newey. And Newcastle people are the best people on earth. So, and at the end of the day, it's a soccer match.
I agree with you, Kelsey. I'm on your team. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to hook you up with Mariners tickets, even though you're probably a Jets fan.
I am, but I love sports, so I'd go.
Are you going to come down for a great showcase of soccer in our backyard on Saturday night?
Yeah, I will.
I dropped his volume at the wrong time.
You're a trader, Kelsey, but in the best way possible, because you just jump on the bandwagon, whatever's winning.
No, never.
Thank you, Kelsey. Hold the line, mate.
Jaden in Warrnambool, what do we reckon? Are we joining forces with Newcastle for the big game next week?
No way. No way could I ever do that.
Why is that? It's not that far away.
For me especially, I've been following the Mariners since the very first season they started, and the rivalry between the Central Coast Mariners and Newcastle has been...
Yep.
Oh, it's been huge. It just makes the gap so much bigger for me.
Gotcha. Now, we get that. We totally get that. We're going to be at the Mariners game on Saturday night against Sydney FC, and we can't wait. Nick Kelly here. He's a local yokel, born in East Gosford. But look, for one day, and it's not a Newcastle Jets home game, it's an Australia home game. Can we just kind of go, yay, this is good for the region, our sort of region?
Don't join us.
I could consider it, but...
The Byron and Christie Show. Hashtag BK Show.
101.3 CFM.
I got an Australia Day long weekend message for you, Central Coast. Revive. Take some time out. Pamper yourself. Treat yourself.
Why did you take that advice? This week's been hard yakka.
Yeah, you've had a tough one.
I've moved the stuff up. I heard that Nan passed away, so I was shot back down to Melbourne for the funeral back here. So I'm kind of like in the midst, still staying in a hotel in Edelong. Beautiful place, but I want to have my own stuff, kind of. So haven't found a place. You, on the other hand, it's just been smooth sailing, really, hasn't it?
You know, I've been visiting here for 15 years, pretty much a local. Found a place straight away. Lovely little pad in East Gosford, no stress. So, with all my spare time, I took a trip to Revive Body and Hair Retreat in Erina. This is great. Fountain Plaza in Erina. They're absolutely amazing. Genuinely, I recommend everybody goes there. And I'm not just saying that because I got a whole bunch of free stuff from them. Revive Body and Hair Retreat. It was a nice trip. Should I take you there right now?
Is this going to make me feel more or less stressed?
Revive.
Caitlin, how are you? Good to see you.
You too.
How you been?
Good, how are you?
Just here for my normal. Pretty standard day today. Mani, pedi, back wax, chest. We'll cut the hair. I like to buzz cut. Just clean up the stubble and a little massage at the end and possibly spray tan, actually. In fact, definitely a spray tan.
Alrighty, come through.
What's Lisa going to do while you're washing my hair?
So Lisa will be giving you a manicure.
Beautiful.
When Cayenne will be giving you a buzz cut.
Oh, my God, that's perfect.
Sounds good?
Mm-hmm.
You let me know if the water gets too hot. How's that?
It's just right. I love the products you use. They feel quite organic.
They smell really good as well. Paul Mitchell.
I love Paul Mitchell. Paul Mitchell does really great products.
When was the last time you got your hair cut?
About 4 days ago.
4 days ago.
It tickles a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just a file buff and polish?
You wouldn't believe it, Lisa. There are some of these places I go to, they haven't even heard of a buff.
It's just ridiculous.
So absurd. They're not here at Revive Body and Hair Retreat. My cucumber's falling off.
Hang on. I want to put a face mask on. Shaking off.
We've got a cucumber issue here.
Yeah.
It just can be so difficult starting a new radio show, you know? You just sometimes need to just revive. As a general rule, I have a minimum of 3 masseuses working on me at any given point in time. Thanks. That's Kai, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Or is it Caitlin? I'm not sure.
Lisa?
Oh, sorry, Lisa.
This is disgusting.
That felt more like Kai, but okay. I mean, Christy hates this sort of stuff. This is more my scene. She's been very stressed lately. I told her, just come to Revive. Relax. Jesus. If Christy mentions my name before we do her a deal.
Definitely.
Okay. Hope you heard that, Christy. Mention Byron Cook, though, as you'll get charged full price.
Revive. Thank you to
what
the team.
What is that weird English accent you were doing?
What? It's just my voice.
That's disgusting, and I love that stuff. And you should have told me and brought me. I'm the one that needs that stuff.
You've
right
been
now.
Far too busy, but really, seriously, Revive. Body and Hair Retreat, Fountain Plaza, Erina. You can get them on Facebook as well. Mad shout out Lisa, who runs the joint. Just amazing.
Hi, Lisa. I'm friends with Byron. Do I now get something for free too?
Byron and Christy.
Yeah, sure. The Byron and Christy Show.
101.3 CFM.
On this Australia Day weekend, we've lost an institution, both on the Central Coast and nationally.
G'day.
What happened to it? We don't say g'day anymore.
I feel weird saying it. It's now, not a lot of people around my age kind of say it.
We've got phones going crazy here on 13, 12, 16. I wonder if they will, when we say hello, Byron and Christy, whether they'll
naturally just say it.
Yeah, we'll just hello, Byron and Christy, who's that?
G'day.
Oh! Oh! What's your name, mate?
It's James. How you going?
Oh, how you going?
How you going?
James, what happened to g'day? I mean, it's just a disaster, isn't it?
I don't know. I use it all the time. So I don't know why people have dropped it, but I consider it a very open, happy greeting. So I don't know why people wouldn't use it.
Do you use it when you go overseas in particular?
Yeah, I tend to say it all the time. It's like, it's the first, I suppose if it's the first meeting of people, then I tend to use it just naturally.
I'll be honest, when I'm in America, I become the crocodile hunter.
Oh, dear.
I'll be honest, I really ham it up.
That's
and you get so much attention. They love it. Anyway, James, you hold the line because you were the first person that said g'day on the phones. We're going to hook you up with some tickets, man.
Yeah.
I was going to say, give them to someone else. I'm already a member, mate. Already got them. So.
That's what we like.
Yes.
Well, we will. So thanks, James. Let's go to this caller here on line 3, and that would be you. You're on the Byron and Christy Show live. Hi.
G'day, mate.
What's that? Say it again.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
We have a g'day, mate.
You put a mate on the end as well. That's up the game.
Really impressive. Who are we speaking to? Where are you from?
This is Kat from Lake Munmorah.
Brilliant. Now, Kat, Lake Munmorah, you hold the line. You said the right thing. I don't know because I think we've got one spare pair because our first two didn't need a pair. So why don't we just randomly take this call? Hello, this is the Byron and Christy Show.
G'day for the Mariners tickets.
Oh, that's like a phrase that pays. That's just a contest player, isn't it?
Can we hear g'day?
G'day.
That'll do.
That's the most unenthused g'day.
That's just, I'll say anything g'day to win a prize. Thanks very much. Who's speaking?
Felicity.
And where are you at, Felicity?
I'm driving to work at your Yamina.
Be honest with yourself, Felicity. Would you say g'day if it wasn't for winning stuff on the radio station?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. It's half-hearted, isn't it?
The Byron and Christy Show. Hashtag BK Show.
101.3 CFM.
Christy, Monopoly. You took a trip from Sydney back up here. That's something we can all relate to here on the coast. The number is 13, 12, 16. You see a train carriage as a place just for a catch-up and sort of annoying chat quite loud on the phone while people look at you with sort of murder eyes?
Well, that's exactly what happened. I was just doing the catch-up calls. I think that the hour or whatever it took, an hour and 10 minutes from Sydney Airport basically to get back to Woi Woi Station, perfect opportunity to catch up with mates that I haven't had time for.
A lot of people don't agree with that. But still, what have you seen go down on the train is our question. A lot of you doing the big commute. We do have Chris on the line. Now, Chris, what have you seen happen on a train that's beyond just being on the train and getting to your destination?
So I'm from Melbourne and I take the train from Ballarat to Melbourne and we always, like, there's heaps of weird stuff, but the weirdest thing I've seen was people playing Monopoly.
Hang on. Not the Monopoly app, not the digital version, but the legit Monopoly board game on a train.
The board game.
That's outstanding. I mean, I get a Twister would be a fun one on a train.
I mean, get the whole carriage involved.
Thank you so much, Chris. That's a great call. So it's even happening down there. Obviously, he's now a coastie. 13, 12, 16. Morton is from Empire Bay. Mate, what have you seen go down on a train?
Well, I'm heading back to Woi Woi from the Central. One packed train on a late afternoon. This gentleman in a fluoro top sat down on the stairs facing the carriage. You know, so he's looking at everyone because he's facing everybody. Sure. And out of the bag, he pulls a bottle of rum and a cup, a bottle of Coke, pours himself a generous rum and Coke. He's not intended on sharing to him. That's very obvious.
You should have asked him.
Yeah, no.
Said, I would have liked those. I've had a rough day at work.
He's pouring him. He's become bartender, essentially. That's inappropriate. And I'm sure against various New South Wales City Rail rules. But thanks very much for your call, mate. We've got one more here. We like this one. Ali, who does the Gosford to Sydney trip a fair bit.
Hey, Ali, what did you see go down on the train?
Well, I seen a guy drop down to one knee and propose to his girlfriend. He said, I can't wait any longer. I'm just going to do this now. Will you marry me?
I mean, it's really only an hour trip, isn't it? What does he mean? I can't wait any longer.
Where was that? Maybe Point Claire or Tascot? I mean, where did it actually happen?
Oh, I don't even know. I know that we went through the first tunnel and then I think it was after that.
It's probably Barara.
There was a lot of people with body odour on the train yesterday, so, I mean, it's not exactly romantic,
Thanks
is it?
Thanks so much for your call. That's a beautiful story, kind of. 101.3 CFM.
The Byron and Christie Show.
Yeah, cool.